रंजन। यमुना तेरा वन चारे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोदश श्रीमद श्रीदिवायंगज भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की, नमाचार्य श्रीदास ठाकुर की, प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की, जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्यामकुंड राधाकुंड गिरिगोवर्धन की, ब्रजमय वृंदावन धाम की, नवदीप मायापुर धाम की, पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, गंगा मैया यमुन मैया की, भक्ति देवी तुलसी महाराणी की, समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 8 वर्स नंबर 52। एवं भगवतो रूपम् सुभद्रं ध्यायतो मनः निवृत्त्या परया तूर्णं संपन्नं नानिवर्तते। एवं भगवतो रूपं सुभद्रं ध्यायतो मनः निवृत्त्या परया तूर्णं संपन्नं नानिवर्तते। एवं भगवतो रूपं सुभद्रं ध्यायतो मनः निवृत्त्या परया तूर्णं संपन्नं नानिवर्तते। एवं भगवतो रूपं सुभद्रं ध्यायतो मनः निवृत्त्या परया तूर्णं संपन्नं नानिवर्तते। एवं भगवतो रूपं सुभद्रं ध्यायतो मनः निवृत्त्या परया तूर्णं संपन्नं नानिवर्तते। एवं भगवतो रूपं सुभद्रं ध्यायतो मनः निवृत्त्या परया तूर्णं संपन्नं नानिवर्तते। एवं भगवतो रूपं निध्यायतो मनः निवृत्त्या परया तूर्णं संपन्नं नानिवर्तते। माताजी एवं दस भगवतः द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड रूपम फॉर्म सुभद्रम वेरी ऑस्पिशियस ध्यायतः मेडिटेटिंग मना द माइंड निवृत्त्य बीइंग फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल मटेरियल कंटैमिनेशन परया ट्रांसेंडेंटल तूर्णम वेरी सून संपन्नम बीइंग एनरेज्ड ना Never. Nivartate. Come down. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. One who meditates in this way, concentrating his mind upon the always auspicious form of the Lord, is very soon free from all material contamination and does not come down from meditation upon the Lord. Purport. This fixed meditation is called Samadhi or trance. A person constantly engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord cannot be deviated from meditating on the form of a Lord as described herein. The Archana Marga or the devotional path prescribed in the Pancharatra system of devotional service for worshipping the deity in the temple makes the devotee think constantly of the Lord, that is a samadhi or a trance. One who practices in this way cannot deviate from the service of the Lord, and that makes him perfect in the mission of a human form of life. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunnuditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासंहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुदीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरं। हरे कृष्ण। सो आई वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर दिस मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास। सो आई वुड लाइक टू कन्फेस दैट फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल यस्टरडे एट नाइट 9:15 PM व्हेन आई वाज सपोज टू स्लीप आई हैव बीन टोल्ड टू गिव क्लास इन द मॉर्निंग एंड इट वाज सपोज टू बी माधव गोपाल प्रभु एंड ही टोल्ड मी नाउ। सो इट्स अ क्रूयल जोक दैट इन प्लेस ऑफ हिम आई एम सपोज टू गिव क्लास एंड दैट टू सो स्पॉन्टेनियसली। सो वट एवर विल कम इन माइंड आई ट्राई टू इलेबोरेट ऑन दैट सब्जेक्ट मैटर। सो इन दिस वर्स एंड परपोर्ट Prabhupada focuses on the deity worship, the benefit of meditating on the deity form of a Lord, what advantage we get. So basically nowadays we see that yoga is a very prominent word. Everybody wants to do yoga. Even though they don't know meaning of yoga, but they want to do yoga because that was the thing propagated throughout the world by many propagators. So in yoga, especially Hatha yoga or Ashtanga yoga, the way they try to perform, hardly anybody is aware of what is samadhi. Prabhupada talks about samadhi in the purport. Samadhi means constant meditation on the Lord, constant remembrance of Lord, constant thinking of a Lord. That's a samadhi. So if you tell them that Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra was in samadhi, they say, how is it possible? He was playing a war, he's fighting a war. How can be he's in samadhi? So here, that is the thing Prabhupada clarified the way Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita at the end of 6th chapter. Ki who is a perfect yogi? Yoginam api sarvesham madgatir antaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam samayukta tamo mataha. Yogi is the one who can able to constantly think of me. And the whole process of dhyana yoga is ultimately to constantly meditate on the Lord of form of Paramatma in the heart. Dhyan, dhana, samadhi. So, to explain the entire process, how we can remember Krishna constantly, Lord Krishna tells the path of bhakti in chapter 7 to 12, how you can constantly remember me. So Narad Muni defines the pure devotional service as sarvopadi vinirmuktam tat paratvena nirmalam rushukena rushukesha sevanam bhakti uchate. The main purpose of deity worship, Srila Prabhupada says, introduce the deity worship in ISKCON for two main reasons. First of all, by the process of deity worship, he can attract a lot of people in the temple. And secondly, for his disciples to remain stable in a devotional service. Even though our path is Bhagavat Marga, chant and hear about the Lord, but we don't have that stability, we don't have that sattva guna to always remain stable in the Bhagavat Marga. So that's why we badly need a process of deity worship. Prabhupada is aware that disciples cannot chant throughout the day. We cannot chant like a Haridas Thakur. The prescribed 16 rounds to chant itself is a big austerity for us, to sit at one place and chant. Many times, rather maximum time, our mind gets diverted. We feel sleepy, we need to walk, we need to chant afterwards. Many upaya we need to do, we need to keep that water bottle to make us wake up. So we can't chant like Haridas Thakur throughout the day. So for us, the conditioned people, we require a process of deity worship. The beauty of deity worship is that it is a process where all our senses can be engaged in the service of the Lord. So just like in case of Ambarish Maharaj, सवै मन कृष्ण पदारविंदो वाचांसि वैकुंठ गुणानुवर्णने करोर हरे मंदिर मार्जनादिशो स्मृति चकार अच्युत सत कथोदय मुकुंदलिंगा लय दर्शनादिशो तद्भृत्य गात्र स्पर्श अंग संगमा घ्राणम चितत्पाद सरोज सौरभे श्रीमत् तुलस्यम वृषणम तदर्पिता पादौ हरे क्षेत्र पदानुसर्पणे शिरो ऋषिकेश पदाभिवंदने कामम तुदास न तु काम कामय यद उत्तम श्लोक जनाश्रय अर्थिः All his senses, including hand, feet, eyes, nose, ears, are all perfectly engaged in the service of the Lord. And that was a perfect meditation he has. So that is the purpose Srila Prabhupada introduces deity worship. So many times people say that, okay, you are worshipping deity, but this form of a Lord is not actual form of a Lord. Form of Lord, how can you confine the Lord in the deity form? But in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that famous verse, Archayameva Hare, Pujayameva Shraddha Deyate, how the Kanishtha's devotional service starts with the worshipping a deity. The disciples of Srila Prabhupada, Rudananda Maharaj and Gopi Puranadam Prabhu, very beautifully explains that Supreme Lord manifests in front of devotee in five ways. In five ways, Supreme Lord can manifest in front of devotees. First is a para form. That is a form existing in the spiritual world, original form of a Lord. In that form, Lord appears. But for conditioned soul, he cannot see that form of a Lord because there is like a cloud in the sky. Even though there are a lot of clouds in the sky, we cannot directly drink water from cloud. We don't have that access. We don't have that ability to drink directly from the cloud. So we can't see that form of a Lord. The second form of a Lord existed is this Vyuhu expansion. Chaturvyuhu, Sankarsana, Anuruddha, Pradyumna and Vasudev. So that form of a Lord is like a sea water. So it is available, but we cannot drink the water from sea. It's a salty water. We don't have that ability to digest that sea water. So that form of a Lord is like a sea water. Then the third form of a Lord is like a Lord when he appears during his pastimes, incarnation. So if we are luckily present during that time where Lord has appeared, we can see that form of a Lord. So when Lord appears, even demons can see the Krishna, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everybody can see. But that form is compared to a river. If we are, river water is definitely a sweet water. We can drink that water. We can thirst our quench by the river water. But provided if we are near to the river. So provided if we are present during the past tense when Lord is performing, then we can see that form. Otherwise, we can't see that form of a Lord also. And unfortunately, we are not. We were not present. The Lord was here. The fourth form of a Lord, which is present with everybody in his own heart, is a super soul, is Antaryami, Antaryami form. But also, even though Lord is present in our own heart, Lord is present in every atom, Anda Antarastha Paramanaja Antarastham, Govinda Madhiparshman Tamaham Bhajami. We can't see that form, because that form is compared to water in the below the ground. So to have the access to the water, we have to dig the ground. We need to have a borewell. And to put a borewell in our own heart, the process is not that easy. It's a very tedious process. It's a complex process of Ashtanga Yoga. You have to go a lot of struggle to see the form of a Lord in the heart, Paramatma. So that's why Lord appears in his deity form. And that form is compared to water from the tap. So if you want to drink water, simple is open the tap, have a glass, drink that water. So mercifully, for our sake, this Lord appears in this deity form of a Lord. And allows us to accept the process of, allows us to serve him, allows us to see him, allows us to touch him, allows us to offer him the gifts, allows us to offer our love, allows us to meditate upon him. So that is why in ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada predominantly established deities to engage all our senses in the service of a Lord. We can fix our mind easily on the deity form of a Lord. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd chapter, 28th verse, 3rd canto, 28th verse, there is a process mentioned by the Kapil Dev that how yogi meditates with the different limbs of a Lord in the heart. So, when he meditates on the feet of a Lord, what kind of benefits he get? When he meditates on the thigh of a Lord, what kind of benefits he get? When he meditates on the eye of a Lord, what is the eye of a Lord? How it composed of? When he meditates on the smile of a Lord, what kind of things he get? So, if you are frustrated, if you are in the misery, full of misery, if you just come in front of a deity and meditate on a beautiful smile of a Lord, then all our ocean of misery goes away. That's what that verse is. हासम हरेर अवनता खिलोक तीव्रम शोकाशुसागर विशोषणमत्युदारम सम्मोहयानम रचयितुम निजमायासा भ्रूमंडल मुनिकृते मकरध्वजस्य। जस्ट हासम हरेर ब्यूटिफुल स्माइल ऑफ ए लॉर्ड, इफ यू जस्ट कम इन फ्रंट ऑफ दैट स्माइल ऑफ ए लॉर्ड, इफ यू जस्ट सी द स्माइलिंग फेस ऑफ ए लॉर्ड, दैट स्माइलिंग फेस हैज एबिलिटी टू डिस्ट्रॉय ऑल आवर ओशन ऑफ मिजरी। द स्माइल ऑफ ए लॉर्ड कैन डू एनीथिंग, इट हैज मेनी पोटेंसीज। इन द गोपी गीत द गोपी सेज दैट वॉट इज स्माइल ऑफ ए लॉर्ड डूइंग टू देम, सो दैट फेमस वर्स गोपी सेज निज जनस्मया ध्वंसन स्मिता। इफ यू आर प्राइड, इफ द डिवोट्स आर प्राउड, फुल ऑफ प्राउड, हाउ लॉर्ड रिमूव्स दैट प्राउड, लॉर्ड जस्ट स्माइल्स ऑन देम। ओ यू आर प्राउड ऑफ सर्टन एबिलिटी, सी वेदर यू आर एबल टू डू इट नेक्स्ट टाइम आर नॉट। इफ यू आर प्राउड आई विल नॉट बी देयर, ही जस्ट स्माइल्स ऑन यू बिकॉज ही नोज दैट ऑल द एबिलिटी कम्स फ्रॉम मी, वी डोंट हैव द राइट टू प्राइड ऑफ दैट। सो जस्ट लाइक इफ यू कम इन फ्रंट ऑफ डीटी एंड मेट इट ऑन स्माइल ऑफ ए लॉर्ड, we can be freed from all the miseries, ocean of miseries. At the same times, if you are proud of certain activity, I am doing certain tasks very nicely, I am doing certain handling certain department very nicely, I am preaching very nicely, I am singing very nicely, I am dressing very nicely, all this smile can be destroyed just by the smile of a Lord. So there is a power of a smile of a Lord. Similarly, there is a beautiful verse in that same section, tasyavalokadhika kripayati ghora तापोत्रपोपशमनाय निरिष्टमक्ष्णो स्निग्धस्मितावगुणितं विपुलप्रसादं ध्याये चिरा विपुल भवनीय गुह्यम्। सो इन दैट वर्स द कपिलो सेज द योगी शुड कंटेम्पलेट विथ फुल डिवोशन। कपिलो सेज द योगी ऑल्सो शुड हैव डिवोशन, विथ फुल डिवोशन द कंपैशनेट ग्लांसेस फ्रिक्वेंटली कास्ट बाय द लॉर्ड्स आईज। सो व्हेन लॉर्ड्स आईज व्हेन दे कास्ट द ग्लांसेस and these glances are full of compassion, it's filled with a lot of compassion, for this soothe the most fearful 3-4 agonies of his devotees. So when the devotees are in full of fear because of 3-4 miseries, 3 modes of material nature, when they see the eyes, beautiful eyes of a Lord, it cools them, it gives a cooling sensation to them. His glances accompanied by loving smiles are full of abundant grace. So seeing the deity form of a Lord, we're accessing his grace. We're accessing his grace. That's why in ISKCON temple, if you see, the deities are designed in such a way that from long distance also, people can see the deities. It's not a traditional deities in India, if you see big deities. The gate is very small. Only one person can see at a time. And that too traditionally, there are lamps are kept so that only if you are thoroughly concentrated, then you can see the deity form of the Lord. And if you go to big temple, if you just see, just go and see the form, you are thrown away from that form. Okay? In India, usually people go in front of deity and they close the eyes. And when they go outside the temple, they open the eyes to see the material things. But in ISKCON, especially, the deities are established so that we can see the Lord. We can go in front of the Lord, see the Lord a lot of time. We can meditate on the form of a Lord. Because that eyes, that smile of a Lord has this kind of effect. So I'll just give a few examples how this simple form of a Lord can attract the people to him like anything. So recently in the month of May, we went for Tirupati Yatra. Some of the people where we are preaching, we took them for Tirupati Yatra. So I was just thinking, to have a darshan of Tirupati, we have three options. Either you have to go to Sarvadarshan line. So if you are in that line, it will take minimum 17 hours, minimum, to have a darshan of a Lord. Then again, if you have some money and if you have previously booked, that too you have to book previously. There's a certain quota only, 300 rupees ticket. So if you book that ticket, within 2 hours, you can take a darshan of a Lord. But that is also required 2 to 3 hours. And that is a separate line. And minimum 2 months before, you have to book the ticket for that. So spontaneously you go, I have money, you cannot go there. Third form is, morning 4:30, you have to be in the line, in the downtown Tirupati town. First, you have to get the time, what time I can see the form of a Lord, deity's darshan. And then, during that time, you have to go. And again, it will take 3 to 4 hours, 3 to 4, maybe 5 hours, so we don't know what time it will take. And at one particular time, all the lines get merged, and they go together. And it may take that we may get the darshan at 9 o'clock night, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock maybe. We may get darshan. Entire, all this management is made, all the security, all this system of getting darshan, getting time, just to have a darshan of a Lord for 1 second. How much darshan we get for Lord Tirupati? 1 second. Just go and just will be thrown away there. But to have this 1 second darshan, entire system is put up. And despite putting the entire system, to just get 1 second darshan, people from all over the India, probably all over the world comes, and they are ready to stand in that line for hours, 17 hours. We may think that Sarvadarshan line may be a very small line. Whoa, it's the biggest line. 17 hours, 18 hours, maybe 24 hours, they are ready to stand. Just to have 1 second darshan of a form of a Lord. So this proves that how much attractive the form of a Lord is. Okay. Second example I would like to give, that once I was, when I was in VTA, we were distributing books in the Reliance company. So we went to Reliance company to distribute the books, and we put our stall there. And initially, people were resisting to see the Gita, Krishna, all these books. They were resisting. They were not happy to purchase the books. But we kept small calendars which have the beautiful darshan of Radha Gopinath, various darshans of Radha Gopinath, photos of Radha Gopinath, we kept there. And one person came, he saw that beautiful darshan calendar with a beautiful darshan of a Lord, Radha Gopinath. He said, "What is the cost of this calendar?" We said, "It's free, you can take it." So he told me, "Give me one calendar, card calendar." He said, "No, we cannot give free like that. If you purchase a book, then on that book, with that book, we can give that calendar free." So he thought for a couple of minutes. He was there standing, what to do? "I don't want the book, but I am getting attracted to that simple, small card calendar where the photo of Radha Gopinath is there." So he thought, I said, "Okay, give me two books, but can you give me two calendars?" That's what he asked. So we gave him, he gave money for two books. He purchased the books. And for that just calendar, he purchased two books. So the form of a Lord not only attracts the people, he does preaching also. If he just kept the form of a Lord, he only distributes his own book. Okay? So that is the beauty or power of attraction of form of a Lord. Third example I would like to give. In 1956, there was a very famous communist leader. And he happened to come to Pandharpur. So he came for some political reason. He didn't came for the seeing the form of a Lord or taking darshan of Lord Vitthala. So he just has some political things and he wanted to go. So when he came there, he approached the local politicians, whoever was there. And he did his work. Then after his work is done, he had some time for a train or flight, whatever he is supposed to go back. So he stayed for 3-4 hours for there, spare time was there. So that local politician said, "I'll take you to the darshan of Lord Vitthala. It's a very beautiful temple. You just come and see the temple." He said, "Come on, I'm a communist person. I'm an atheist person. So I don't believe in all this form of a Lord or temple, because all these things for me is just a bogus thing. It's a waste of time and whole mess you people are doing in the name of religion. So please, I'll better take rest and watch TV, something like that." So that person says, "Okay, fine. You may not be interested in the taking darshan of a Lord, offering prayers and all these things. It's fine. But a temple is very ancient. If you just come there, you could be able to see the lot of carvings and lot of architecture. And I know that you like all those things. You like to see historical places. You like to see the carvings, paintings. I'll assure you, you'll like the temple very much, because it's a very ancient temple. And even deity's carving also very beautiful. You just see in that way. In that way, you just see." He said, "Okay, fine. If you're insisting me, and anyway, I have time. Let's go." He entered into the temple, came into the front of Lord Vitthala. He was not seeing at Vitthala only. He was seeing carvings, all the architectures, how the arches are made, what are the metals used. Then he started, now slowly started seeing the Lord Vitthala, how the deity is carved, how it is standing on leg. And after 2 minutes, that local politician saw on the face of that communist politician, tears were coming on his eyes. And he got surprised. "What happened to you? Why are you tears in front of Lord? Because you are an atheistic person, you are a communist person. Why are you crying?" He said, "I don't know what is happening to me. But when I started meditating on this, when I started looking at this Vithala, just to see the how the carvings are made, how the deity is carved, I don't know, something's happening in my heart and I want to cry. I'm feeling I want to cry. And these tears are coming in front of my eyes. And by seeing the form of a Lord Vithala, that communist person became the devotee of Lord Vithala. That is a true story happened in 1956. So that is the power of form of a Lord. The beauty of a Lord can attract us like anything. The third example I want to give is that recently, probably all the GV residents know that when I was in Vidyapit, studying at Vidyapit, our Shivanand Shyam Prabhu, who is our DT person in charge, taking care of DTs from many years, and he has great taste in dressing the DTs, all those things. He sent some photographs to one person, many of his relatives and familiar members, through WhatsApp or probably, sent some photographs. And one person from Tamil Nadu, I don't know his name, probably Shivanand Shyam Prabhu sitting here, you know his name. When he saw the beautiful photo of Radha Vrindavan Bihari, he got so much attracted that he just called Prabhuji. Where is that form of the Lord? I want to see this form of the Lord. Prabhuji told, it is in Govardhan Eco Village. You can come and see it anytime. So he said, yes, I will come. He just booked the ticket. And every day before coming, he used to send a message. Now, 10 days are remaining. I want to see the form of the Lord. 5 days are remaining. 3 days are remaining. 2 days are remaining. Something, he was sending the message. And when he came here, when he saw the Lord, I was personally standing beside him while taking darshan. The tears were in his eyes also. He was such a mesmerized, and he came, he was so happy here. He sponsored a feast to brahmacharis, many things he did, many things he sponsored for the Lord also, just by seeing the form of the Lord. So, the thing which we are doing here, the dressing the Lord, worshipping the Lord, has tremendous attraction to attract the people. And that is why ISKCON's beauty is that, wherever ISKCON temple if you go, there is a beautiful form of the Lord, and this beautiful form of the Lord is able to attract many people. And because of this form of the Lord, beautiful form of the Lord, many people become devotees. Okay, so that is the power of seeing the form of the Lord. Another example I would like to give is of a Ladini Mataji. Ladini Mataji was a simple devotee worshipping the Lord Jagannath in New Vrindavan. But she was so much attached to Lord Jagannath that when she wanted to offer some bhoga to Lord, and some ingredients was missing. So she said, oh, certain ingredients is missing. I want to go and purchase from the market. But while going, she forget that there was a very heavy snow was falling in the New Vrindavan. It's a very cold place, extreme cold, wind was going on. And she was about to go outside like that. So some devotees told Mataji, Mataji, don't go like that. It's very cold outside. The snow is there. You will be freezed out. So Mataji said, okay, no problem. She had one simple shawl or some sweater like kind of thing. She just wore that sweater, went and purchased the ingredient. Now, even if we stay in India and GV, to come to temple hall especially in GV, to come to temple hall for chanting, that January or December, we know what is our condition, sitting in open temple hall. She was in New Vrindavan. But why she could able to do that? Because she was so much attracted towards Lord Jagannath. That attraction was taking care of all the things. Okay? When she was preaching, after some time, few days she started preaching, and she was to always carry this Govardhanita deity, small Govardhanita deities. And once in some African country somewhere, she was arrested because they were not allowed to do all these activities there, doing book distribution, worshipping idol, all these activities are not allowed in certain countries. So they decided that, okay, we'll arrest you. You stop this activity, otherwise we will arrest you. So Ladini Mataji said, we can't stop these activities, but fine, if you want to arrest us, you can arrest us. But you have one condition. If you want to arrest us, you have to arrest them also. And she showed the Govardhanita deities to the police officer. And police officer got shocked. What? I want to arrest these idols. So Mataji says, oh, these are not idols, they are the Lord. Are you crazy? They are the idols, I can see. They are not idols. If you want to arrest us, you have to arrest them also. Okay, fine. So he put the notice that we are arresting the three devotees plus two lords. We are arresting into our jail. Again, they went to the jail and they said that, okay, you have to pay the fine for certain rupees because you are doing the activities. Otherwise, you have to stop the activities. So one of the devotees got fearful. said, okay, we will not do these activities again, because so Mataji said, no, we will do it again. Police officer got shocked again. Why? You do it again? You are not fearful? No, because we are doing by the permission of them. He again showed the deities of Lord Gaur Nithai. Them, idol. You are doing this by idol's permission. Again, Mataji firmly said, oh, they are not idols, they are the lords. And if you want to take fine from us, you have to take fine from them also. Again, police officer got shocked. Oh, these people are very dangerous people. Better let them outside only. Better keep them outside only. So he releases Mataji and all the devotees. So this is the power the form of a lord carries. If you have tremendous faith on the form of a lord, then it can create the miracles. Okay? Now, about this deity worship, concept of deity worship, there is a lot of misconception amongst the many religions. Especially Abrahamic religion people, there are a lot of misconceptions. They cannot conceive the form of a lord and all those things. And that's why this guy like Aurangzeb, he broke a lot of deities. Many invaders, they broke the temples, they broke the deities. Even Britishers, Lord Macaulay has promised to the government of British that in a few years, I'll make sure that I'll stop all the deity worship in India. Because even Christianity, as such, worshipping form of a lord, the concept is not that prominent. Even though they believe in form of a lord, there is a form of a lord, but worshipping the idol, deities, they don't believe in it much. So in Jaiva Dharma, a masterpiece created by the Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there is a beautiful section about deity worship comes. So it's a novel, the characters are fictitious, but through the conversation of fictitious characters, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur has brought up beautiful lessons regarding the various concepts and philosophical aspects of our Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So the scenario is that in the Godrum Dweep, there is a group of devotees sitting and worshipping deities, and some Muslim mullahs, who are the mullahs of certain mosque, they come there. And they had a conversation with that Vaishnavas sitting there. Okay? So, first of all, the mullahs said that we want to ask certain things to all of you. Would you like to answer these questions? So all these devotees thought that actually it's a good platform to broadcast the message of Lord in front of the people. So they said, accept it. Okay, fine. We will answer whatever questions you have. So first time they asked that, okay, fine. You also accept Allah, we also accept Allah. Okay. But they accept that, they say that it's impossible to meditate on Allah in the form made from the matter. How can you meditate on the Supreme Lord from matter? Allah doesn't allow this. It's an imaginary form. So in that Quran, there's a concept of something known as Byut Parast. There's a term in Quran known as Byut Parast. So they say that Quran said that invented material image of Allah, we call it Byut, matter, is the work of Saturn. So again, this is the concept of Saturn in Abrahamic religion. So Byut Parash is idol worship, is absolutely forbidden. Far from pleasing Allah, it rather brings down his wrath. Therefore, we have come to ask the Vaishnavas, why they have not given up the Byut Parash? Why they have not given up this deity worship? Despite having dwelled so deeply into the scriptures. So Vaishnavas are deeply into your scriptures, and you are all this Vedas also saying that form of Lord is Nirankar. Even your Pandits, previously they discussed that, we discussed with your Pandits also, Brahmanas. And your Brahmana also accepted that yeah, ultimately Lord is material, Lord is Nirankar, Nirakar. But to start with something, we have to worship the deity form of a Lord. Somewhere we have to start. So that's why you worship this material form, then slowly, slowly we gradually go up, evolve in our consciousness, we meditate on this impersonal aspect of Lord. That's what your Pandit says. But you Vaishnava are quite deeply involved in all these activities. Why you worship the form of a Lord? So there is a very long answer given in that section, but I will tell in short. That first of all, they define what is God. Vaishnavas, when they start answering, they define what is Allah. So they say that the one you which you call Allah, we call it Bhagavan. Okay? We call it Bhagavan. Because Supreme Lord can be called by various names. Supreme Lord can be called by various names. Because he is Supreme Person, he can have many names also. In your certain country, area where this religion is become established, as per your language, you call him Allah. And what is Allah? The all-powerful, the almighty. That is Allah, name of Allah. But one being who is greatest above everyone and everything, therefore you call him Allah. But just because Allah is, when we call Supreme Lord is everything, or almighty, this one name does not give the idea of all the attributes of Lord. The Supreme Lord has many attributes. So just by calling you Allah, definitely is true. It does not give the meaning of all attributes of Lord. But when we call it Bhagavan, it has attached with the six opulences. So definitely Lord is almighty, but Lord is all merciful also. Lord is all knowledgeable also. Lord is full of opulences also. Lord is fully renounced also, despite doing all these activities. So all these six Aishwaryas, Shad Aishwaryas, cannot be understood. Or we cannot perceive these Aishwaryas just by the name Allah. So that's why we call Lord Bhagwan. Now if you consider Bhutparas to be term describing improper versions of fictitious imaginary form of Supreme Lord, then this is certainly contrary to Vaishnava viewpoint. So Vaishnavas also don't believe that we have to worship some imaginary form of a Lord. We don't also believe. For us also that is a Bhutparastha. For us also that is an imaginary form. But what Vaishnava worship is not something imaginary. The form of a Lord which is perceived or directly seen by the pure devotees. Under conditioned state, we can't see that pure form of a Lord. But pure devotees, the Shuddha Bhaktas, Uttam Adhikaris, they can actually see the form of a Lord. And that form of a Lord, which is seen by the pure devotees, which is mentioned in the Vedas, which is spiritual, which is not made from matter, that form of a Lord we worship. So it's definitely not a Bhutparastha. Okay? Secondly, he gave the example that, just to elaborate more, that Vaishnavas explain that just like the way you worship, the way you meditate on the Allah as a pure entity, does your followers, which are newly joined or newly understanding the religion, does they worship in the same way? No, he said, no, definitely not. So definitely, your followers are doing Bhutparastha. He said, yes, that is also Bhutparastha. So when he heard this answer, the Muslim Mullah heard this answer, he said, okay, fine, I accepted. I accept that in Quran also they say that there is a spiritual form of a Lord. See, the Muslim person accepted. In Quran also they say that there is a spiritual form of a Lord. But even though there is a spiritual form of a Lord, even though we are not creating a material image to that spiritual form, he asked the question, there is a spiritual form of a Lord, but by worshipping deity made from matter, are we not creating a material image from that spiritual form? So Vaishnava has beautifully answered that actually, whatever you worship is not matter only, because worshipping matter is condemned in our literature also. So he quotes a very beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. यस्यात्म बुद्धि कुणपेत्र धातुके स्वदी कलत्रा दिशभव मज्जदि यत्तीर्थ बुद्धि सलिले न करिचित जनेशु अविगेशु अविगेशु सैव गोकरः. So those who have material vision about the form of a Lord, about the holy place, about the land of birth, then actually that is a like a mentality of donkey and a cow. That's what our scripture also says. Even Gita says, Bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti madhya jinopimam. Those who are in mode of ignorance, they worship ghost and spirit. And those who are in mode of goodness, they worship form of a Lord. So that kind of worship is condemned in Vedic literature also. But, still in Vedic literatures, that kind of worship is encouraged. Why? Because it gives impetus. This kind of worship is gives impetus to at least come to Supreme Lord. And further Vaishnava says that those religions we see who don't have concept of deity worship, we see that Maximum people are become materialistic and atheistic. Maximum people are become materialistic in a religion where there is no concept of deity worship. But the form of Vaishnava which worships has three aspects. The Kanishta definitely see the form of a Lord made from matter. Archayameo Hare. He just see the matter and just see that stepping stone to progress in devotional service. Okay, fine, I can't meditate on the Supreme Lord. I'll see the deity form of a Lord. That's a Kanishta mentality. But by gradually worshipping the form of a Lord, he progressed to Madhyama level. When Madhyama Adhikari sees the same form of a Lord, he doesn't see it as only just a stone, but he sees that the thing which accepts our worship, the thing which accepts our seva, the thing which accepts our prayers. But still, he can't see it as an actual Lord, the same form as actual Lord. Just like if you are praying in front of Krishna, Vrindavan Bihari, we know that whatever we are praying, Vrindavan Bihari is accepting our prayer. But somebody comes to us and asks us, hey, how beautiful it is if you could able to see Krishna face to face. What we will think? Yes, yes, yes. If Krishna come in front of me face to face, how beautiful that will be. But we forget that Krishna is standing in front of us. We are seeing the Krishna directly. But the same form, when the Uttamadhikari sees, he sees the Chinmaya, actual Krishna present as it is. They can talk with Krishna directly. Whatever they are offering, Krishna directly accepts that. The deities can walk with such Uttamadhikari. They cannot see the difference. That's why even the great Goswamis worship the deity. Not the way the neophyte worship, but actually seeing the Chinmaya form of a Lord. So, when such a pure devotees, when they see the Lord, and out of mercy for all the fallen souls, they want to show the mercy, that form they put into verbal form and physical form. And the combination of this verbal form and physical form is nothing but the deity of a Lord. So this deity manifested is came from the vision of his pure devotee, which he described to sculptor and sculptor crowded. So that's why this form is not something imaginary. It's actually seen by some great personalities. So when they heard this question, the Muslim people asked the question, isn't it better to meditate in the mind rather than inert material element? Fine, it's a form made come from the heart of a pure devotees. So why to meditate in that matter? It's ultimately stone or metal, whatever it. Let's meditate in the mind. So beautifully, our Vaishnava's answer that actually mind is also material. Mind is not spiritual. Okay? So many thoughts come from the mind. Are they spiritual thoughts? Absolutely not. They are all material thoughts. So how can we say that something we meditate in the mind are spiritual thing? Need not be. In fact, mind is subtle, but it's an inferior energy of a Lord. Okay? So, but on the contrary, the mind of a pure devotee is not material. It is spiritualized. And from that spiritualized mind, something comes out. That's not material. That's also spiritualized. So material thing can be spiritualized. So there are four types of vision. Object is material and the vision is material. It leads to sense gratification. Object is material, but the vision is spiritual. Okay? It makes us advancement in spiritual practices. Just like externally, if you see, the object is material, deity is a material. But if you have spiritual vision, that this is the Lord present here directly, Lord can convert matter to spirit. There is an ability for Lord to convert matter to spirit. With that vision, we see that same observance of deity makes us spiritually advanced. Third is, object is spiritual, but the vision is material. For example, holy name. Holy name is transcendental. It's a spiritual object. But because we are conditioned, many times we see it's as a mundane sound vibration. Sometimes we doubt whether really it works or not. I'm chanting for many days. Really chanting works or not? Sometimes that doubt peeps into our heart. With such doubts, if you start chanting with a material vision, it leads to offenses, which leads to lack of faith, ultimately termination from spiritual path. But the object is spiritual. If vision is spiritual, then it leads to ecstasy. That's what Goswami used to do. When Goswami used to see the form of a Lord, they used to got ecstatic. So, in this way, these Vaishnavas explained to that mullahs. Now, they are also very intelligent people. They ask the question, matter is distinct from God. We realize, we know. Our tradition, what they say, proclaims that Saturn has introduced the worship of deities form of material elements. It is introduced by Saturn, as per our tradition, just to enslave the jiva in material existence. So in our opinion, it is better to avoid such idol worship. So because they are concerned of Saturn, so somebody is on the Saturn who introduces this deity worship, as per the same. So Vaishnava's answer, that for God, everybody is subordinate. Okay? If we think that Saturn has introduced something just to keep the person away from Lord, that means we are giving the Saturn higher position than Lord. That means Saturn is powerful than the Lord. So that means we are bringing the Lord on the level of Jiva. But whether it is Saturn or whatever who may be, all are subservient to the Lord. So if we meditate on the Lord, naturally how Saturn will affect us? Saturn cannot affect us. So this logic doesn't work. This logic is not proper. So you are defying your own logic. You are making Allah subordinate to Saturn. Okay? So they got shocked. Bapre. They never heard this logic. So finally, they ask, two questions they ask, that worship of deity formed from matter cannot increase the spiritual perception because the mind of worshippers remains confined. The mind of worshippers remains confined to the matter because ultimately we are seeing matter. Even though we are perceiving it as spiritual, ultimately we are seeing it as a matter. So our mind remains confined to the matter. Okay? So, beautifully Vaishnava's answer, that yeah, initially, he may come in front of deities and he may see the matter. But, naturally, when the devotees come to neophyte comes to temple, along with the Lord, he sees the devotees also, pure devotees also, who are blissfully chanting, dancing here, who have complete understanding of Lord. So naturally, when they start worshipping, when they start seeing the deity form of a Lord, worshipping deity form of a Lord, they get sadhu sangha. And because of sadhu sangha, their confinement towards the matter gradually evolves. And gradually, by staying in their association, the very root cause of the all spiritual progress, sadhu sangha, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Sanatana Goswami, Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula Haya Sadhu Sangha, Krishna Bhakti Janma Teho Puna Mukhya Anga. The sadhu sangha is the starting of a bhakti. The cause of a bhakti is sadhu sangha. And when one gets the bhakti, it's not that we have to give up sadhu sangha. That is the mukhya anga after when we get the bhakti. So naturally, when we come in front of a Lord, we may see confined vision. But because of sadhu sangha, gradually our purification happens. And because of that purification, after a period of time, we come to the pure spiritual vision. So, seeing a form of a Lord is not confines us actually. So then they ask the question, to perform deity worship in divine devotional consciousness, may be considered living without aberration. However, how can the worship of dogs, cats, snakes, and even the such a kind of entity permissible and considered devotional process? So in your Vedas, fine, आप जो बोल रहे हो सब ठीक है कि ये सब स्पिरिचुअल होता है साधु संघ होता है इवॉल्व होता है कनिष्ठ अधिकारी मध्यम अधिकारी इट्स फाइन एक्सेप्ट बट इन योर वेदास यू वर्शिप स्नेक्स मंकीज माउंटेन्स हाउ दिस काइंड ऑफ वर्शिप इज अलाउड हाउ डू एक्सेप्ट दिस वर्शिप सो द वैष्णव ब्यूटिफुल आंसर दैट बाय सीइंग ऑल दोस ऑब्जेक्ट्स इफ वन डेवलप्स अ ग्रेजुअल फेथ टुवर्ड्स द लॉर्ड्स then that's not condemned. Because at least those people are trying to see divinity in some aspect. By seeing something, they're trying to see that something is divine. By seeing that, they develop attraction that I need to worship personality which is higher than me. They develop gratitude. And because of their gratitude, they develop sukriti more sukriti. And because of the more sukriti, gradually time will come, the day will come to the actual spiritual form of a Lord. So in this way, we does not discourage that worship. We allows that such a worship to do that. But on the contrary, the namaz in your sampradaya, in your religion, द नमाज दे ऑफर, ओके, सो डू दे ऑफर प्योर नमाज, ऑल योर फॉलोअर्स ऑफर प्योर नमाज विद प्योर स्टेट ऑफ माइंड? सो नो, और ऑल फॉलोअर्स कैन नॉट ऑफर इन प्योर स्टेट, सो हाउ कैन अलाउ सच इम्प्योर नमाज इन योर रिलीजन? दैट्स ऑल्सो इम्प्योर, हाउ कैन अलाउ दैट? आंसर द सेम वे, कि एक्चुअली इट अलाउज अस टू ग्रेजुअली इवॉल्व. सिमिलरली बाय सीइंग द माउंटेन्स, सीइंग द स्नेक, सीइंग द मंकीज, द लोअर पर्सन विद द लोअर कॉन्शियसनेस कैन सी द डिविनिटी एंड ग्रेजुअली कम टू द सुप्रीम फॉर्म ऑफ अ लॉर्ड. सो फाइनली दे आस्क द क्वेश्चन दैट आर यू सजेस्टिंग दैट एवरीथिंग इज गॉड एंड दैट ऑल टाइप्स ऑफ वर्शिप टू एनी ऑब्जेक्ट आर टेंटामाउंट टू वर्शिपिंग गॉड? इज वर्शिपिंग समथिंग सिनफुल इज ऑल्सो गॉड? Is God pleased with all these things? Intelligent question they pose. Even worshipping sinful is God? So, the Vaishnavas answer that as everything related with the Supreme Lord, it's natural prerogative of everyone to inquire about the presence of God in all the things. It's natural for everyone. Repeated and sincere inquiry about presence of supreme things will gradually bestow increasing perception of Supreme Lord. Okay? So whatever they see, if they inquire about the Lord, their perception increases. And thus it will lead to the ultimate success according to the Vedic aphorism. And when they heard this, all this logic, they got shock of a life there. Ki, we cannot defeat this logic. And they left that place. So in this way that chapter ends. So beautifully, whole science of deity worship, why worship deity, and what are the advantage of worshipping deity, is explained by the Bhaktivinoda Thakur through this beautiful conversation and the doubts which other religion may pose us, ki why you Hindus are worshipping deities, are clarified in this beautiful section. So finally, Prabhupada says that by meditating on a deity, by worshipping deity, we can constantly think of a Lord. And we, when constantly think of a Lord, the Lord is very easily available to us. So, Bhagavad Gita, it says, ki ananya cheta satatam yomam smriti nityashah तस्य अहम सुलभा पार्थ नित्ययुक्तस्य योगिनः. सो टू मेक लॉर्ड अवेलेबल टू अस इजिली एट एवरी मोमेंट, दिस वर्शिप ऑफ डीटी इज गिवन टू अस. सो इन दैट वे वी कैन प्रोग्रेस इन टू अवर डिवोशनल सर्विस एंड कैन सक्सेस अवर लाइफ. थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर टॉलरेटिंग मी. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय.